I guess the next poet will be Kelly Stevens Kane. All right, and see, well, Joan's not here, so I guess I got to do the damage. Okay. Poetry's feature in the forthcoming Spider magazine. Okay. The poetry superhighway, Little Red, leaves all this great stuff, okay. Her poetry manuscripts, Hallelujah Science, is currently making the rounds. She is a recipient of the Serpent Source Foundation grant for the second manuscript, an oral history about the Hill District of Pittsburgh. Keeley was in there. Oh, come on, Keeley. I know you. Listen, Keeley's just cool. Where are you at? Over there somewhere. I saw you before. Hey, Keeley, come on up here. Let's go. She's cool. You know what? And it says right here, she's also with the American African Culture of Pittsburgh. PA. Give me a hug.
Do it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Joan's much better at this part of it than me.
We don't need a bio. We can just do it. I'm going to try sitting because we rarely sit. Angel, we sat, right? This would be like the second time I've ever sat at a poetry. For Pablo Neruda's birthday, I have a Pablo Neruda poem called I Do Not Love You. I do not love you as if you were salt rose or topaz, or the arrow of carnations the fire shoots off. I love you as certain as dark things are to be loved, in secret, between the shadow and the soul. I love you as the plant that never blooms, but carries in itself the light of hidden flowers. Thanks to your love, a certain solid fragrance risen from the earth lives darkly in my body. I love you without knowing how or when or from where. I love you straightforwardly, without complexities or pride. So I love you because I know no other way than this, where I does not exist, nor you. So close that your hand on my chest is my hand. So close that your eyes close as I fall asleep. Pablo Neruda. So we go from that to my very own actual wedding invitation. And you'll know something about the kind of wedding we had after you hear it. Invitation. We don't want rice, birdseed, rose petals, pantyhose, tuxedos, neckties, bow ties, high heels, hairdressers, bridesmaids, best men, disc jockeys, coordinators, consultants, planners, rehearsals, red carpets, white doves, ice sculptures, sound systems, seating arrangements, aisles, bouquets, cake tops, napkin rings, catering, place settings, centerpieces, party favors, veils, gift registry, gowns, alterations, confections, processions, or perfection. We just want you to come see us get married. We were out on the coast of San Francisco, and I was wearing boots. Next two are from, my manuscript called Hallelujah Science. This is called 63. These dreams I will carry with me, like the waves in the air above heat or gasoline. Awake in this flaunted house, all kinds of spirit guests walk through. And they'll just have to watch me eat, because I'm not running a restaurant for the dead. They can do like we did in preschool, and hand each other pretend food, air biscuits, invisible hamburgers, and double scoops of nothing. I hunger for these dreams. I draw one in, and she curls up, pondering my stomach, tasting womb, deciding nothing. It's a tiny poem. Below my sky, small leaks allow lost souls to find family. I poke more holes. So Sheila and Brian and I were just at Cave Canem, which is a workshop for black poets. And we have to write a poem a day, and this poem came out during that week. You guys haven't heard it, because we weren't in the same group. Okay. The sacrum. Anybody know what that is? It's a bone in the back here. You know if it hurts. Yeah. Anyway, it's called Ode to Female Sacrum, and this kind of tied in with the Pablo Neruda odes. Ode to Female Sacrum. Arrowhead of the spine drawn back from the bow of a goddess playing target practice through the tops of human heads. A perfect landing in a basin of bone, a wedge between ilium and ilium, 8 eye sockets with a perfect view into uterus, the blood-soaked sister made of tongue and spit, speaks ovum, but sacrum never tells. She is all animal, all sacrifice, her ash a fair exchange for a bowl of amniotic. So I'm trying to write about the body, and I found out that animal sacrums were sacrificed in fertility rituals, which I just thought was very interesting. This is called Goddess of Movement, and it's 4 tiny little poems. 1. Womb flutter at 10 weeks. A water wheel in utero, spinning first human words. Mama, I am here. But no alphabet about it. This talk all kick. 2. Bare butt at 9 months. Not allowed in carpeted hall. Eyes look at me. Eyes look at freedom. I love you, but I've got to do this. Speed crawl down shag lane. I see her. And I love her. 3. First steps at 13 months. Diaper wide legs toddle toward open armed mama. Her wide smile says bye as she goes right past me. 4. At 11, she gives me her shell, tells me she's done with it. I put it up to my ear, hear the sound of her leaving. She's 12 now. Yeah. Okay, this one is a cranky love poem to my husband called Yes, I Do. As sure as my head fights the pillow which cushions the cranium crammed with yellow jackets stinging the studious, as sure as rain clouds fight the sky which carries the cumulus packed with wasps stinging the stargazers, as sure as weeds fight the lawn which loves dishevelment bespeckled with hornets stinging the wild orchard, I fight, 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 fight. Sting, 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 sting. But I cushion, carry, forget not to love. Yes, you. And he loved that poem, which shows that we're supposed to be like a weird poem to give to someone. He's like, I love it. So that all worked out. This is called Boxes. Boxes are rarely big enough, but sometimes we meet people who can build them mysterious enough to hold what can't be contained. Sun is that kind of box. You are one too. So this summer I also went to the Callaloo poetry workshops where you also had to write a poem a day. I became very tired. But this, and at that workshop, we were doing ekphrastic poetry, which is the kind of poetry you write based on artwork, which I had never done before. And I had a pretty negative reaction to a painting that we were looking at that looked like all the people from a family of 4 that looked all dead and porcelain and anyway, because I reacted so negatively, I got challenged to write about it. And the painting is called Portrait of Giovanni della Volta with his wife and children, 1547. It's from the mother's perspective. Window with no wind teases. Last night the children slept, my husband slept, and I stepped outside. My hair unpinned flowed. I'd been dreaming of fire. My face flush wanted a storm. The sky was calm but for the slightest breeze. I stood there still and let it soothe me, putting out one blaze as it ignited new ones. This morning my husband stands here still beside me. I've dressed our girl as I am dressed, halved our hair and pulled it tight. I've draped our son in cloth made of clear sky. In my painting, we are all wearing sky. Whose idea was this? These pearls, these cherries, choke. It was crazy. The kids were all playing in these cherries, and I thought, they're going to choke those children. And so it made it in there. Glass. The glass he pours women into feels good until you realize how many women are in there with you, elbowing each other like ice cubes, shrinking, all of us in the same liquid love, asking, where am I now? Whose drink is this anyway? Yeah. This is from Hallelujah Science, called 37. Turning bad apples into baked apples, I am happy about brown sugar and heat, and look forward to throwing some ice cream on top. I love anything brave enough to melt. I'm going to skip one in the interest of time, and just, I want to invite people. Part of my mission is to mix up all the different poetry scenes, and so I'm not a slam poet, clearly, but I started going to the poetry slam at Shadow Lounge. Was very persistent, got 1 point or two a week, and somehow got to the finals, and then ended up actually as the alternate on the team. So you know there's no such thing as a slam poet. There must be no such thing as slam poetry. But next Tuesday at about 9:30, 10, you can go from this reading to that reading and come participate just in an open mic with some features to help benefit the team as we try to get to nationals in Boston. So I hope you all can make it. And don't characterize yourself as slam or not slam, because clearly it's nearly impossible that I'm on this team now. But it happened. So it could happen to you. Two more poems. One is a Pablo Neruda, and one is by me. So this is Pablo Neruda's Ode to Clothes. Every morning you wait, clothes, over a chair, to fill yourself with my vanity, my love, my hope, my body. Barely risen from sleep, I relinquish the water, enter your sleeves. My legs look for the hollows of your legs, and so embraced, by your indefatigable faithfulness, I rise to tread the grass, enter poetry, consider through the windows the things, the men, the women, the deeds, and the fights go on forming me, go on making me face things, working my hands, opening my eyes, using my mouth. And so close, I too go forming you, extending my elbows, snapping your threads, and so your life expands in the image of my life. In the wind, you billow and snap as if you were my soul. At bad times, you cling to my bones, vacant for the night darkness. Sleep populate with their phantoms, your wings and mine. I wonder if one day a bullet from the enemy will leave you stained with my blood. And then you will die with me. Or one day, not quite so dramatic, but simple, You will fall ill, clothes, with me. Grow old with me, with my body, and joined we will enter the earth. Because of this, each day I greet you with reverence, and then you embrace me and I forget you. Because we are one, and we will go on facing the wind in the night, the streets or the fight, a single body one day, someday, still. Pablo Neruda. In the last poem I wrote, called We. We will write a poem from inside each other. You will read it at my funeral. My voice will speak through you. Today is a perfect day. We will read a book from inside each other. You will quote it at my funeral. My understanding will come through you. Today is a perfect day. We will sing a song from inside each other. You will sing it at my funeral. My harmony will spill out of you. Today is a perfect day. We will watch a movie from inside each other. You will screen it at my funeral. My laughter will erupt out of you. Today is a perfect day. We will watch the sunset from inside each other. You will see it at my funeral. My dusk will slip through you. Today is a perfect day. Thank you.